Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed four major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Hello and welcome to the program. The article that I was trying to come up and read had an ad on there, and I'm getting tired of these ads. Blog Talk Radio has them too. They're starting to have a lot of pop-up ads on these news magazines and radio Blog Talk Radio and whatever else. Type of websites. I guess these people are getting to the point that they want to make some money, and that's understandable. Now, quick show tonight. Start having quick shows, 30-minute shows, sometime even 15-minute shows, just to keep you abreast of what's going on. A college professor from Cambridge has predicted that 2014 will be crisis. A lot of crisis will be in this year. And if you listen to some of my formal shows, you'll learn that Daniel Manton has said that, had wrote a book, that said that the tribulation period will start in 2010. The article that we have here, it says world could be plunged into crisis in 2014. Now, if you are the same type of person who interprets the Bible in a matter that you believe that there is a tribulation period that lasts 7 years, and prior to that there is a rapture of the church, and in the middle of the tribulation period, which Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24, it says there should be abomination, the cause of desolation, spoken of standing in the temple. Now, if the tribulation period was to start in 2010, the middle of the tribulation period will be 2014. And that would bring on reaction to the Earth's atmosphere being toyed with by men, but it's also the judgment of God. In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, it says, when ye therefore shall see the abomination that causes desolation spoken of in the book of Daniel, the prophet, standing in the holy place, and he continues on. This is a statue, an image of the beast spoken of in Revelations being placed in the temple. And he calls the sacrifices to cease. And pretty much God is mad after this point, ticked off. What this college professor said, that there will be catastrophic events taking place in 2014, which I do believe this pretty much is accurate. We know that the tribulation period is going to start pretty soon. Within 5 years, I can almost bet the house. I believe that it's going to start pretty soon. We don't want to say 5 years because I'm just saying 5 years is not that long, folks. Five years would be my 6 month baby will be in kindergarten before my eyes can blink. So it's not that long, folks. Let me read some of this article. It says Professor Nicholas Boyle of Cambridge University, who carried out the research, has pinpointed the global financial crisis as the trigger for the next great event. And we know that a lot of Bible teachers and a lot of people who believe that there is going to be a new world order or a one world government. We always thought, a lot of us thought, that it will probably be an economic situation that will cause the world to go into a new world order. And if you can't eat, you're going to get bad. And if people can't eat and feed their family, they're going to be riots in the street. Well, anyway, continuing on, and he claimed the U.S. with its waning economy influenced of world economies. I just read the same thing over again. And he claims the U.S. with its waning economy influence, but unrevealed military power, holds the key to determining the course of character of the next 90 years. Professor Boyle said the character of the century becomes very apparent in that second decade. So why should ours be different? Partially the timing has to do with the way we divide our understanding of human life and human history. If a century is going to have a character, it is going to become apparent by the time it is approaching 20 years old. The same is true of human beings. Another factor is the sequence of generations. By about two decades in the generation that was really dominant in the last phase of the previous century has had its day. The future is beginning to be defined by their children, who will only have lived in or have memories of the new century. The professor who lectured in Germany and Germany history said the recent economic collapse set the wheels in motion of a wider breakdown in international relations. He needs to mention credit in there too. Because people don't understand that the Bible's correct when it said be the head and not the tail. It's important that you be able to loan money rather than you be the recipient of getting loans. I think a lot of financial professionals, think a lot like the Bible when they say that the only thing that you should be financing is your house. This professor goes on to say that history repeats itself. And just like Gerald Celente is able to say that he studies what is going on in the present to define what is going to happen in the future, makes a big, big deal of how things are going to turn out. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You're listening to the Prosperity Zone on Blog Talk Radio.
Connecting the dots and showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow Americans. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture, an American Warning Radio, with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning Program with David Robertson, just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does.
Warning. America. Warning. America's habit forming. Santa's habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get more information at anamericanwarning.com. That's anamericanwarning.com.
Bible lays out our future, and host Phil Armstrong examines what the Scripture tells of His coming every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
What is the New World Order?
The people who are talking about the New World Order, Bible prophecy, may be in danger.
What do you need to be rapture ready?
I believe that the Bible interprets the Bible, and we have to stick with the Bible.
How much time is left?
See more at theprophecyzone.com and youtube.com/prophecyzone. Hear more here on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday and Sunday at 7 on The Prophecy Zone.
Who is the Antichrist? I believe the Antichrist will not be known until the tribulation period starts.
This is The Prophecy Zone.
Okay, we're back. So what we were talking about is that the 2010 to 2014 will be the middle of the tribulation, or will be the first half of the tribulation, if it is to be the tribulation. And the second half will be from 2014 to 2017. Am I 100% sure? No, I'm just 110%. I'm just joking. But here's the deal. The tribulation period will come at a time where people are not expecting it. And it will come when people are tied down with the cares of this life. But it will also come when people are focused in on what is dramatically happening in the world, and they will be fearful of what is happening in the world at that time. So, for instance, if World War III breaks out, people will be so engulfed in history itself, which they never learn from history, or we never learn from history. We will be so engulfed in watching the events on TV, and true to that, the alcohol crisis, alcohol sales will go up, and true to that, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Join me, Phil Armstrong, on Blog Talk Radio as we discuss end time events, the mind of Jesus Christ, second coming, earthquakes, pestilence, the mark of the beast technology, the Antichrist, the false prophet, the dividing of Jerusalem, and much more. Join us for our action-packed information that will keep you informed so you can be ready for the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Once again, join us on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, well, what was I saying as far as generation? Now, what is going on now in the world, if you're not looking for it, you're not going to find it. What is truly going on is military buildup. Everyone, as far as the United States, Israel, Hezbollah, Syria, Iran, Turkey, Russia, China. Matter of fact, Russia and China has already said that they might get involved if this thing goes nuclear and if America gets involved against any of Iran's enemies. So we see these things, but if you're not looking for it, it's kind of like Jesus' parables. The disciples asked, why do you go speak in parables? He says, seeing that they may not see and hearing that they might not hear, meaning you have to search it out. Because a lot of people these days have their Bibles on the shelf, and even when they take it down, they don't understand it. If you look at the seeds that Jesus sown, that in the parable of the sower sowing seeds on different grounds, some seeds accept the word of God with joy, but the devil comes and steals it. And then the other one sees where God will sow his word, and the cares of this life will take that, you will not hear that word at all. God bless everybody out there. We're going to have to take another break. We'll be right back.
Connecting the dots and showing you why we are more vulnerable than ever.
Greetings, fellow Americans. This is David Robertson, inviting you to come be a part of an American Warning Radio, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Central.
You've seen the pieces. Now, come see the bigger picture, an American Warning Radio, with your host, David Robertson, on this and many other networks that value liberty.
All they're getting is mainstream media stuff. That's all they're getting, including Fox News.
The American Warning Program with David Robertson, just a great show. All kidding aside, the numbers are really starting to go up on that program, and I think once people realize that that's on now live Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on this very station, you're going to be tuning in a lot more. That guy makes a lot of sense, and he's really good at what he does.
Warning. America. Warning. America's habit forming. Santa's habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Get more information at anamericanwarning.com. That's anamericanwarning.com.
I'm back. I apologize. I got a 2-year-old. My family didn't know I was doing a show upstairs, so my 2-year-old was up there throwing a temper tantrum. He's not the baddest kid in the world, but he's kind of ranked number, 10 out of 20. He ranked, so that's not saying too much. Okay, this show, I'm not used to having any shows since I've been having them on Sunday nights. I was having them on Sunday and Thursday, but now I've been having them so much on Sunday that I'm not used to this. So what I'm going to start doing is taping a lot of my shows at nighttime and uploading the 30-minute shows, and then I'm also going to have 15-minute shows also. So that way I can get a pure show with no interruptions. Sunday shows is quite challenging when you have babies in the house and kids and big kids taunting the little kids to respond to them. I got a 7-year-old who the 2-year-old don't take nothing from the 7-year-old. I'm telling you right now, he got that from me. But the 7-year-old likes to try to taunt the 2-year-old to get ticked off, and it's kind of funny when this kid throws temper tantrum. I mean, they kind of humorous, but not at the same time. We have to keep him in check because he likes to hit. Well, anyway, the signs that no one seems to see is very what you call understandable. Because if you're looking at CNN, Fox, all of these things, they're only going to show you a few clips of North Korea getting ticked off because South Korea said that they sunk their boat. You're not going to hear too many stories about Saudi Arabia giving Israel the okay to fly over their state, use a corridor of their airspace. You're not going to hear the riffraff between Turkey and Israel as far as Turkey saying that they are no longer the best of buddies, and Israel saying that part of their military is terrorist. So you're not going to hear any of these things on. And you're going to hear clips, but most of the time you're going to hear Vandersloot and all these other people. You're going to hear about Gary Coleman's wife, and you're going to hear about all this stuff, but you're not going to hear what's going on. And I see it. I can see it. It's very understandable. I can actually see it. We got 8 minutes here, so we're going to go ahead and just finish up the show. And then Sunday, we're going to have some special guests on. And also, we were doing some shows Saturday morning as well. So just check out our archive. It will be very enjoyable for you to see. I want you to hear some of these shows that we have. We're planning on having as many guests as we can to get the information out to y'all that Jesus is coming soon. If we can't sit down and expect one show to get it, we're going to have to do multiple shows to get this thing through. I believe that a terrorist attack is on its way sometime early July. Could be 4th of July. Could be somewhere around there. Could be way before that. I think also that we're going to see a conflict begin sometime in the next few weeks, early, sometime in the middle of July. We can't tell the future, but it's just a lot of things that are transpiring right now to make me believe that this is going to happen. I also believe that there's going to be a major war between Israel and Syria, capped off or started off by Israel and Gaza and the Fatila thing with Hamas and Hezbollah. And if you listen to some of my old shows, I would have said that a whole year ago. And also, I do believe that there'll be a war between Israel and Syria, which will be partially hit. Iran will be partially hit by Israel, and Turkey will also be in it. But I think what's going to happen is that thing is going to die down. And I think that they're going to have some type of a peace agreement that will last about 30 to 45 days. And the Antichrist will come and confirm a covenant sometime in late September, between late September and November, the end of November. We don't know when. I'm pretty much sure that he'll sign a peace deal that is 7 years. See, a lot of people think Obama's the Antichrist, but once Obama signs his peace deal, interim peace deal, it's not going to have a time clock on it. And people could still be foolish enough to say Obama's the Antichrist. President Obama's not the Antichrist. In that case, the Antichrist is revealed and we've all been left behind. For the people who don't believe that there's a rapture, then that's understandable. We can live with that. For the people that we've all been left behind, there's no such thing as a rapture in that case. But there is a rapture of the church. It's God's nature to take out his people before the things happen upon the earth. And that is just God's nature. And a lot, I don't even know what the logic is for us being here during the tribulation period. I have no idea of why people want to be here so bad. I guess they like playing with their little toys, their little automobiles and cars, and they like the big houses. I don't know. I don't even know if they're going to be anything. I think we're going to just be able to think our way across the solar system and the atmosphere and the universe, and we're not going to need any cars in heaven. But what people fail to realize is there's no death in heaven either, and you can gain the whole world and be Microsoft's Bill Gates and still enter hell as your eternity. See, this is his heaven. This is his heaven right now, and hell will be his resting place if he does not get right with God. And I'm hoping maybe some of these movie stars and actresses who have millions of dollars will get saved. And we need to pray for them to get saved. We at this ministry, we don't want anybody to perish, just like God. He does not want anybody to perish, but come to eternal life. But anyway, finishing up with this Cambridge University professor, 2014 will be the middle. The guy that was on my show, his name was Daniel Madsen. So go back and a couple shows back, I had him on there, and I had Answers in Genesis, Mark Riddle, on the show also. So go back and listen to the show if y'all listening. And he has a book, The Signs of the End, and it says that the tribulation period will begin in 2010 and end in 2017, with the middle of the tribulation period being in 2014. And also check out Mark Blitz, and he was on Prophecy in the News and a while back, and he did a show on the consecutive holiday Jewish feast that also had solar eclipses on the same exact time from 2014 to 2015, and the Tatrads, they call them, it just continuous solar eclipses on the same days. So you can go on, check Mark Blitz out. You just punch him in on YouTube, and I'm pretty sure something will come up on him, and maybe even Daniel Madsen as well. God bless everybody out there. Listen to some of our shows in the past. We are really fascinated with some of the people that's on Blog Talk Radio, with some of the ministries on Blog Talk Radio, who is preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ. You don't know 100% that there's going to be a terrorist attack on a specific date. We just have an idea with intel, with various research. It's like pulling a rubber band as tight as you can, or it's like fixing a car and you can only torque it so long before you break the wrench or you tear up something. So we are living on the borrowed time right now. I do believe that the end times will begin this fall. If it doesn't, we got one more year, but I don't believe that's the case. I don't think it has anything to do with the oil spill. Matter of fact, I'm not even paying attention to the oil spill, but I think the oil spill can end up being some type of tragic event. But God bless everybody out there. I cannot find my switchboard to end this thing. But y'all have a blessed day, and God bless everybody out there. And please pray for our country. We need it. God bless. God bless.
God bless, man.